We are on Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph. After the first third of the Amid. Shoal ben Almona Achas is Rabbi Eleza. The son of an Almona means his father had died. Es Rabbi Eleza Abba Ima Ashkeni Mayim Be'ima Imeres Ashkeni Mayim Eizem Em Kaidem. So I have a request from both of my parents to give them water. Who am I magdim? Omalei, hanoch kvoidi mecha, should leave the covet of your mother, vasei kvoido vicha, sha'ato v'imecha chayovim v'kvoido vicha. You and your mother are mechuyiv v'kvoido vicha, so therefore you have to be magdim of vicha. Rab Reuven in Yevomis Simen Dalet feels that pshat in this cheshben ato v'imecho chayovim b'kvoid avicho is as follows. He says two yesoides. Yesoid number one, that be'emison the whole mitzvah of kibbut starts after this a tzivui min ha'ov min ha'im. Machiloi mashkeyu is if they ask, or if I understand they want to ask, even they didn't ask b'poyel, but I realize that this is what they want, so then there's a mitzvah to give a father to eat. If he wants to eat, if he tells me, or if I understand that he wants to tell me. So the tzivui, that is the machayev of kibud avayim. That's yesod number one. So therefore, he says pshat as follows. The mother, who is Eishes Avicha, is mishubit to the kvaid of the father. There's no mitzvah of kibud of her else. There's a mitzvah, there's a pshat shibud. Chabdoi mistama, that's also true, that the yachas that Anisha has, but she's mishubit to see that he should be niskabit. Her tzivui is taking away from his covet. That means he says, bring me a glass of water. So she says, bring me a glass of water. So her tzivui is taking away from her husband's covet. So therefore, her tzivui, and she's ata v'imecha mechiyovim b'kvoid avicha. So therefore, her tzivui is garua than the tzivui of the ov. That means she was not entitled, really, if the father wants a glass of water, to ask the son to give me a glass of water. So her tzivui is garua mitzivuyei shel ov. So therefore, the tzivui of the ov is olim, so therefore you give the ov. We'll come back to this soon. Bo lifnei Rabbi Yeshua. Now this same Yosem comes to Rabbi Yeshua. Omar leikach. He asked him the shaila. Want to hear from Rabbi Yeshua also. Omar leikach. Same psak. Ata v'imecha mechiyovim b'kvoid avicha. Omar lei Rabbi nizgar shemau. What is if she got giget? So now b'shas the tzivui. There's no shibud at all to her husband. Take a get. Omalei mi ben risei einecho niker shaben almona ato. I see from your eyelashes that you're a ben almona. See what he noticed over here. Hato lehem mayim besafel. So if they both ask for water, so if you're going to go and bring water in the glass, so you're going to have a problem. Ramaisa, you have a equal chiyuv to give both of them, bevasachas, so you can take a glass, but nishtoigim. So you know what you do. Hatala mayim besafel, you put water in a wash basin for both of them. Vikaka lehem kitana goylem, and then you, just like when you give food to the goylem, you're mefayis them. So be mefayis them also. I mean, each one will have a tiny the Yaakov says, if they could get, you know, each one has a chip on their shoulder, give to all, give. So you have to give to both. You have to give to both basachas. And then you have to, you're giving in a wash basin, why didn't you give in a glass? So be mafayis them. On the goylem are kederich klala, are mafayis one the other. When you give them to you, also mafayis. So give them like town the goylem. But al-kaponim, we see from over here that after Nisgarsha, so there's no Atavim Echo, so then the Chiyuv is an equal Chiyuv, Bein La'ovim, Bein La'imai. Rabbi Reuven wants to answer Rabbi Kevega's Akashim. Rabbi Kevega, the Chuvis and Simon Samaches, brings down a Beis Yosef, Nirodeit, Simon Shinaim Bob. Amir Dikamaisa, the mother gave a tzavo to the son that he should say Kaddish for her when she dies. And the father was makbid. So he doesn't want him to say Kaddish. He's alive. Say Kaddish for the mother. So the Beis Yosef paskins covet of Odif mikovedein. That's what the Beis Yosef paskins. So don't say Kaddish. Your father said not to say Kaddish. So you don't say Kaddish. So the Kevega asks, what's the chilek between pirat geirish and le pirat misa? That means the Kaddish is when she's dead. When she's dead, they're not married anymore. So it's like Nisgarsha. So what's pshat in the Beis Yosef? Beis Yosef says that kvayd oviv is more choshev than kvayd imay. Now it's not more choshev. So Abubah wants to say this word. He wants to say, but the tzivui of the aim was when she still was married. So if the tzivui of the aim is stepping on the toes of the father's makpid with this, the tzivui was now. So therefore, it's still called, that's one of them for the Beis Yosef, it's called tzivui gorua. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Omer leikach, Rabbi Yeshua Eishiv Lei Keder She Eishiv Lei Rabbi Elazar. Nisgarsha, it's a very interesting Eina Leyo, that why, it seems he wanted to hear from a few Rabbonim how they passed on the Shaila. Yes, Rabbi Elazar the Shaila. Yes, Rabbi Yeshua the Shem Shaila. Omer Leikach. Nisgarshi didn't ask Rabbi Elazar. Nisgarshi only asked Rabbi Yeshua. So why is that? So Tengla Yo Zerantos Santazach. He says like this. Rabbi Elazar was mitamide Beis Shammai, Rabbi Yeshua was mitamide Beis Shammai. So if he's gonna ask Beis Rabbi Elazar Nisgar Shammai, look, Beis Shammai holds, and other Megarish Ishtem came Motzabadovar Erbe. So the mother is angry Oysa Maisa Amcha, Motzabadovar Erbe, the father is Oysa Maisa Amcha. So then the father still is at Dinkadim. So he asked according to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua is in Tamide Beis Hillel, so I feel like Dicha Tavshilai, for Dicha Tavshilai, she's Dicha called Oysa Maisa Amcha, so Mamela wanted to hear, this guy, she wanted to hear a Psaq, Alibi de Beis Hillel. Yeah, so, Amaleikach, Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua, Kedar, Shea, Yeshua, Rabbi Yeleza, Nisgarsha, She'ein imi chayeves bekvoid ov imal. She's not machay bekvoid anymore. Mi bein risi ein echa. Sarish shebeshureis kisi ha'ayin ataniker sheyisa yosan. Looking at you, I can see you're missing eyelashes. Benosh ul risi ein echa min apchi kedamrine. Poiram gamlio shemeya koila boiche knegdat she nosh ul risi ein ribi bchi brings about that one sheds his eyelashes. So ben almona ato, b'lo yitzorich ato l'maise. It's not negei l'maise, ala luma yitboso. Ani yoyim aloch, shekovich neim shavo lecho. Ato l'mayim b'safo v'kake, karkalem k'mo shemekakmo tal negeilem. Lefi shleho yitzorich lasois, this was not negei l'maise. V'hu sho'aloi k'mo yisho'olov lasois. Ama li abe ve'ima heishivoi beloshen schaik. That means Zepis Azoi. You did not, I see that you are Yosem. You don't have a father and mother. So Memela. So you didn't ask Papa. Oh, Abba Imali, Iba Imali. Ask a Shaila. You want to ask a Shaila? So ask a Shaila. A father and a mother, not Abba Ima. So there's a problem here. The Poshid Yalom Shat, he observed him, and he noticed that he was missing eyelashes. He derived that Mistamitz because he lost his father. That's Gufa Shaila, the father, maybe the mother, maybe a wife, maybe a child. Okay, that's not to get into that problem also. But it seems he figured out. So Mamela, so they ask a Shaila, so why after the first Shaila should have told them already? I mean, the first Shaila, he asked them, Abba, I'm a Shkeni mine, the Ima, I'm a Shkeni mine. What's the din? So he should have told them, they're always saying, Abba, Ima, you don't have a father. I see. He waited to the second Shaila. Nisgar Shemal. So Nisgarsha, so why did he wait to say this by the second Shaila? So the Maharsha says, he saw that he was, he saw right away he was a Yosem, that he saw. He said, Abba Ime, Iba Ime, so that didn't bother him, because maybe this once happened, b'chayehem. He wanted to know what, if he did the right thing or not, so the Shaila's being asked properly. My father said like this, mother said like this. This was once Nagela Maisa. I want to know if I did right. So that's no kash. But the second Shaila in his Gansha, so Al Kochoch, the Shaila is now that it's not Nageya if his mother was Nizga. He doesn't have a father anymore. He doesn't have a father, that's for sure. The father died. Now, the Shaila of Nisgarsha, so Mistame, it's Negeya, this is what the Masha says, so Mistame, it's Negeya, his brother, Min Ha'aim, Negeya, his brother, Min Ha'aim, that means she got married again, this Almona got married, to before she was married to Reuven. Now, Reuven died, that's his father, now she got married to Shimon, and Shimon has a son, Chanoich, which is Ochiv Min Ha'aim, and now she was Nisgarish from Shimon. So it's Negeya's brother Shimon, not Negeya's brother the Shimon, it's not Negeya him. So now, the Abba Nima is not the right, so what are you telling me? Abba Nima, it's not Abba Nima. That's how the Marsha says. The Ben Yoda says, a little different, Ben Yoda says that from Nisgarsha he saw the whole thing was a fake, because he says if then Nisgarsha, so how do you have them both together? Golush and Agrusha, you don't find them together. To bring me a glass of water, usually they separate, they're not together. So this old Shaila is only a fictitious Shaila, it's not a true Shaila. So that's how he started studying his eyebrows. He saw this is no such Shaila. Dorash Ula Rabbe Ula Hagodol Apischa Devei Nesiye. He was by the door of the Nosi. He said at Rosh Hashanah, "May Dersi Biyuduch Hashem Kol Malchei Oretz Ki Shamu Imrei Ficha." So Imrei is a loshen Rab. Mama Ficha Loi Nama. Ela Imrei Ficha. That means when they heard Imrei Ficha. Then it was Yeduch Hashem Kol Malchei Yoretz. So he says as follows, B'shah Shama HaKadosh Baruch Hu Anochi V'Lo Yilach Omru Umeis HaOlam L'Kvoid Atzmoy U'Doyrish Kivin She'oma Kavides Avicha B'Simecha Chozru V'Hoidu L'Mamoris HaRishonis. The Ben Yoda says that's a very beautiful pshat. That means the Umei Yisraelim understood. The Ben Shalom is an Odin. An Odin has a right to tell an Eved to do what he wants him to do. But the Eved isn't deriving benefit from this, but this is the obligation from the Eved to do, to be Mamala Tzivui Yodin. So, that's Kovid Atzma Yudayish. That means, Anichi Shem Lekecho, Shetzicha Me'atzim Sami Beis Avodim, Yavodim to me. So, Mela, so that's the Yiluch Alim Acherim, that's Kovid Atzma. There's nothing wrong with that, but that's how they looked at it. But later, it came to Kibud Aveim. So he had a kasha. Now, kibud av ha'eim is a sichliistic mitzvah. Not only the tzivui on this. We'll see later, goyim also were mekayim kibud av ha'eim. It's a dova sichli, it's a karas ha'toyib. That's sichli. Why did the Rabbi Hashem have to tell them kibud av ha'eim? He says, you know why he had to tell them this? They can figure out themselves. Kidei lehetiv lehem v'litam lem schar. The Rabbi Nishlam made it a mitzvah. Leman tarichin yamecha. I'm telling you, you should do it and you'll get schar for this. So then they had a different insight and a different perspective in all the mitzvahs. So the first mitzvah is not going to say it. I'm your husband, I want you to do it. It's l'taivoscha. So that's what, after the mitzvah of kibud av ha'eim, so they said, yeduche, that's what it says in the pasuk. Yiduch Hashem kol malchayot, to see the godless Hashem that it's not kvoid atzmoy, it's l'toya l'seinu. Everything is l'toya l'seinu. And that's why someone wants to say, the Ben Yoda wants to say, why did he say this? Drosha pischa de ben nesiyah. He wanted that they should hear inside. They were nesiyim. They also made laws. The nasi should hear when you make laws. Don't make it l'kovid atzmacha. You make it if there's a teyelis for the tzibur. You make it if there's no teyelis for the tzibur. Forget about it. So that's why this drosha was conveniently set there that they should get the message, hopefully. Rav Oma Mahoche, the same drosha, from it, Reish Tevolcha Emes. Reish Tevolcha, V'loi Seif Tevolcha. Yeah, what does Rashi say? Chazru v'hoidu l'mamoris harishaynis, koshkein, shechayiv, odom v'kvoidoi, then they realized, the Rebbeinu Shloilom was metavan kibud av ha'eim, koshkein shechayiv odom v'kvoidoi, shafu shutav v'yosik ovevimoi, so from that, they had a different insight in the first Sivui. How far does the mitzvah of kibud av ha'eim go? Omalem tzu ru'u ma'osa oivet kechovim echod ba'ashkelon. In v'dome ben nesine shmoy. The Mefarshim say it says where he lived and what his name was. This is not a moshel, this is a ma'isa shoy. Pam achas bikshu chachomim pakematye b'shishim riboy schar. They requested, they wanted to purchase from him schoyre, and he would get 600,000 dinrei zov profit. The key to the oitza where he held the pakamatia was under his father's head. And he sent him away. I'm sorry. He'll come later, something else. Now I will not be Mitzayah. My father will not wake him up. Even though it was a tremendous loss. Omer Avyudah Mishmur. Shalu as Rabbi Lezad Hechen Kibadovein. Omalem Tzuru Ma'osa Oivet Kechovim Echad La'oviv Ba'ashkelein. V'doma Ben Nesin Ishmoi. He was a machloikis, exactly what the Maisa was, or this is another Maisa. V'kshimenu Chachomim Abonim La'ifoi. V'shishim Ribu Yischar. There was Yoshpe, the Evan of Binyamin got lost. They needed an Evan, and he had it. He had such an Evan, which would be suitable for the Choshen. I mean, this Kedai to know that even though there was no Urim V'tumim, the Bayesheni, Urim Betumim, the Ran and the Drosha says Urim Betumim was a geder of Nevuah that was given to the Kohen Gadol, that he could be Mevarer Shailas. He was Shamus that he was Mechaven and Oisius lit up, and then he was able to put together the Oisius, everything up Iruach HaKadosh. That was a geder of Nevuah that was given to the Kohen Gadol, and the Ran says Pshat, the Ran and the Drosha says Pshat. The Medrash says, Leiv Shesomach Begdulas Ochiv is Yilbash Choshen Aliboy. Oye Choshen Aleiv Arin. So the Ran says Pshat that was the Mide Keneged Mide. That means that Moshe Rabbeinu was given the Vuah. And Leiv Shesomach Begdulas Ochiv. It was a Leiv, a Toya Leiv of Arin Akoyim, which is a Moirde Kezach. The Posik says, V'ro'acho v'somach b'liboy. In Yalkut it says, b'liboy yoyser mi'bepiv. He couldn't express his simcha, his feelings. Samar the Kazakh, a younger brother, became like, come, Navi, I be so kemoshe. And he was happy about it. Not, oh, mazel tov. Ah, I'm so happy. That's not somach b'liboy. Somach b'liboy was somach b'gdulas ochet. So therefore, which was a gewaltige madrege of Aron HaKohen. So because of this madrege, he was zeiche to nevuah also, which is not his line. His line was avoide. He was a kohen. That's the line of avoide. Nevuah doesn't come into this field. It's a nevuah is for a navi. But because he was somach begdula sochiv, that he was somach in his gadol, so he was given nevuah. That's the Urim Betumim. So the Urim Betumim really has nothing to do with Big Day Kahuna. This was a plus that was added on. So therefore the Ran says in the Baye Sheni, there was no Urim Betumim. The Gemara says in Yume, but there was a Choshen. The Choshen, that's how Big Day Kahuna. Kohen Gadol needs a Choshen. That's Ma'akiv and the Avoida of a Kohen. So when one stone fell out, they needed a stone. That's no... So Mamele... There's a miri here which is very unclear, but that's, this is what the Ran says in the drosh. So they needed a stone. So they came to him, and he had a stone to sell. And they wanted to give him 600,000 dinrei zov profit. V'rav kahane masni v'shmoinim ribi, 800,000 dinrei zov. V'yom avteyach munach tachas merashay zov shalom. And there was the key again, the father was sleeping. Again, he sent him away. But, I won't wake up my father. Roshon Acheres. Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Schoroi Shenil Deloi Por Adume Be'edroi. He was zeiche that a Por Adume was Neulet Be'edroi. And then they came to him. Nichnasu chachme Yisrael atzloi, amalahem, eidei ani vechem, shani mevakish mikem kol momen shaboy lamatam noisnam li, that por adum is something you're very interested in purchasing, and whatever price I'll quote, you'll give me. Lein ani mevakish mikem aloisei momen shifsadati bishvil kvay davet. Ben Yoda says that Emerson, that's what it came about. I mean, the Rebbeinu Shalom says, L'shona Acheres, the next year, Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Schoroi. He gave him the schar. He paid him. So why did he win a lottery ticket? I mean, the schar was that it was no lepor adum, and so that's how the... Why did the Rebbeinu Shalom make the schar in such an oifen? So, the Ben Yoda wants to say that there shouldn't be perhaps a kitrig and klal Yisrael. Now, this person was an enem mitzvah goy, he's a goy, but up his seichel, he was masig kibud avein, and he was mekayim it on a mojavik oif. That's a sichlistic mitzvah. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave him a schar of por adumim that klal Yisrael showed. The Paradum is a chok, it's not a sikhizdik mitzvah. But that showed that he was mafsid 800,000 dinrei zov for a sichliyistike mitzvah. And they're muchan to give kol moment sheba oilam for a chokteke mitzvah. That means still that it was set in such an oifen that we could see the maila of klal Yisrael. It's a mitzvah which is not al pi seichel. Omar Rab Chanine said, Uma mi she'ene mitzuva v'oise kach, mitzuva v'oise alachas kama v'kama. So if an ene mitzuva gets such schar, a mitzuva v'oise, about the gibbis, will get more schar. Omar Rab Chanine, godo mitzuva v'oise mi mi she'ene mitzuva v'oise. A mitzuva v'oise is much greater. Omar Rab Yosef, Mereish hava amrinon, man dava omali aloche, ki Rabbi Yehuda dama suma potim in a mitzvahs, abidna yom etova la rabona. If someone would tell me that we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda that says, asuma is potim in a mitzvahs, I'd make a sude for tamidei chachamim, do loy mifkidne vo avidne. I would think that would be a greatest chus for me, that I'm not mitzvah, we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, and I'm still doing the mitzvah. Vahashte de shmeisa lahodam al habchanine godel mitzuva vaisa yaisa mishaini mitzuva vaisa ada rabbe man da omali de ein aloche krabi yude avidne yamatava la abon. So now, whoever will say that we pass can ala krabi yude, I'll make a sude. Just let's go a little further. Ki osa rabdimi oma pam achas haye lovush sirkon shal zov. This Dama ben Nesina was wearing a silk baget, and it was embroidered with gold. Vayayayshev ben Gdeli Raimi, Ubasa Imai, his mother came, Vikaratai Mimeno. She tore this baget, this beautiful silk baget, Vitovcha loy al Raishai, and she smacked him in his head, Vyalkalai Befondov, and she spit in front of him, Vloy Hichlima. Near it says on the side, Gilsa Sanyaki Vinofo Kuldakin Shelo, something of a type of something of hers fell down, Vishitalo Shalaitit Staya. That he handed it over to her, it fell down. She shouldn't be mitzvah, so he handed it to her. There's a very interesting maral here. The maral says, the Gemara we see a Mirdik Godless of a Goy and Kibadovay. He says, we also see in Chazal, Esav was, and Kibbud Aveim was also very big. And Gamliel says he was bigger than Gamliel was not able to be Mekayim Kibbud Aveim like Esav. He says, what is this? The Goyim at Pesazoi. In Kibbud Aveim they have at Pesazoi, Merdika, Chizin, the Kiyim. So he wants to say two things. He says, the Gemara says about Metzia, Avedas Ovi, Avedas Rabbi, Avedas Rabbi Kedemis. Ovi mevi lechai olam hazeh, and Rabbi mevi lechai olam abo. By a goy, it says by Esav, he and Yaakov made a chalukah. He took olam hazeh, and Yaakov took olam abo. So the mevi lechai olam hazeh that Ovi brings him by a goy, that's the whole thing. I mean, that's so. Therefore, he's more indebted than Ayid. Ayid is Chaim Olam Hazeh. I mean, the Iker is Olam Haba, not Olam Hazeh. So therefore, the Akoros HaTov could be for Ayid is not as much. Then he says another Cheshbon that the Shalosh Shutvim Ba'Adam. So the goof is from the parents. The goof is by them. The goof is the Iker. The Nisham is. I mean, all these things are the Iker is the goof. So Manela, that's why. They're more, it's easier for them to be Mekayim Kibbudov than Ayid. That's what the Maral says. Let us see Rashi. V'shishim ribo ischa, hoyim istake bo shishim ribo din reizo. Tachas marashoysev shalovi, vu yoshim, was sleeping. Ma mishayne mitzuve vo'ise, kach shilne akadish bolchus schore, that's an ene mitzuve vo'ise. Oh, the Rabbi Yehuda the Masuma Potom in a mitzvah for the Kama Perek HaChoyvel. Loi mifkidina shayi sagi noe. Rabbi Yehuda was a sagi noe. Was blind. Agav Uche, the Ran over here brings down a partial story, but it's, I once saw in a sefer that brings down the whole story. Rabbi Yosef became blind. He made himself blind. That's what the Ran says. The Ran says this over here. He made himself blind. Why did he make himself blind? After the Ptira, Rabbi Yosef was a Talmud of Rav. And each Talmud was Mekabel in himself. Rav was a Otm Gogol Miyot. Rav had different anhogis. One of the anhogis of Rav was that he wasn't mistakel chutz mi dalad amos. That was Rav. He never looked out of his dalad amos. Rav Yosef was mekabel this on himself. This he's going to do it. The Rebbe did. He saw the godless and this anhogis was mekabel on himself, and he saw he was unable to be mekayimit, so he made himself blind. This was Rav Yosef. Suuda le Talmidim, Pamachas a Yalovish Tama ben Nesina, Sirkum, Levush, Shakir and Sindo, which is a silk baggage, Shal Zov, Merukim, Kutay Zov. Now let us see, Taisvis. Vahoya, Mavteyach, Munach Tachas, Marashoys of Shaloviv, Birishalmi Ye, Shayaraglov, Shutais, Ala Tevel, Lakachle Shibra. This is where Taisvis is going on the second Maisa. The second Maisa was, he needed a precious stone. So the precious stone was in a jewelry box in the stomach. So the father's sleeping. Break open the tevet. I mean, yeah, there's a shayla of you can get so much profit, you'll buy a new tevet. So Taisa Yerushalmi says, but the feet of his father was on the tevet, so he couldn't do anything. Godol hametzuve voice nire dahainu time. Amoyadike Taisvis. Why is hametzuve voice greater? The mishe metzuve voice odif. Lefisha doyik, he's worried. Umitztair yoiser penyave, he might be over. He has an obligation, and he's afraid that he won't fulfill his obligation. The Taisus in Avodah Zarah says, Mivnei shuhu doyik tomid, levatel yitzroi ulekayim mitzvas boirei. That means, a person who was mitzvah voice, so he has a yetzahorit that wants to prevent him from being mekayim his obligations. So he's doyik tomid levatol yitzrei ulekayim mitzvahs boire. He's a mitztaya. Penyave mimishene mitzvah sheesh lepas mesale shem yirtzei yaniach. He has no lachat. There's no pressure. And I ain't a mitzvah by it. I do it, Tam. A tzaddik. If I don't do it, it's eich nish gefelle. The tzar of a mitzvah by Yisrael is much greater than the tzar of a ain't a mitzvah by Yisrael. So I'm really kizach. And I'd like to just mention a maise they say over from the Chofetz Chaim. There were two bochim in Raden. And these two bochim were exact opposites. One bocha had a cheshek to learn. His parents wanted him to learn, and he learned. The second bocha was, he didn't have a cheshek to learn, and his parents wanted him to leave the yeshiva already. He also learned according to his capabilities. The Chofetz Chaim went over to both bochim after a few weeks. What daf are you up to? After they learned, he's up to daf dalet, the chveis. He learned to block. Fine, he learned to block. Complimented him. He went over to the other bocha. What daf are you up to? He's up to daf gimel. Yiddick, you learned 100 blot already. He says, 100 blot? He says, yeah. Chazal tell us, pam achas betzar, kimeya pamim shalei betzar. He learned taket 2 blot. You learned 100 blot. That means, by the Rebbeinu Shloilom, the difficulties one encounters, in some yiddick chizik, sometimes someone thinks he finds it difficult, so he grumbles and does. Why does Rebbeinu Shloilom make it so hard for me? If you would see the value that comes out, the godel mitzvah voice, because why? Because that's what he says. He is tzar, he has difficulties, he can't. Kamachas betzar, kimei apomim shalei betzar. So memele, that's the godel. That's how Taisus learns pshat. The loy mafkidno va'avdine. And so first, Rabbi Yosef held that he's very fortunate if the loch is like Rabbi Yehuda, that he's potter to do the mitzvah, and he's doing it with on his own accord, so does. Mikam medagdik Rabbeinu Tam. So from this Gemara, Rabbeinu Tam was medagdik, the Noshim mevorches on mitzvahs hasei shazman gom. That Noshim make a broch on mitzvahs hasei shazman gom. From this Gemara, no Noshim make a broch. Afagav the pturis lagam, even though the potter. That filu midarabon aloi mechaybi, ki the muchas perg mishameisa, the nat mechuyi vero. Mikol moki mechaylo sein levoch. From this Gemara, I see a woman can make a broch on the tilas lulu, vishmei kol sheifa. Ve'en kan mishum loisisa shmei lo shov. How can they make a broch? It's a broch levatole. Mishum mevoch is broch eshein netzriche. No, you can make a broch. Ve'ilav hochi, heichi, somach, Rav Yosef, ve'loi mafsid kol ha-broch es kulam. He was mafsid all the broches. So why was he so happy? Good, I'm doing the mitzvah on my own accord, but you're not making broches. And the Ran interjects it. The Gemara says, man, the boy, le mehevei chaside, le kikayim mili the broches. So what are you so happy about? He lost all the broches. Is a raya, they can make a broch. What's the lomdus of the Rabbeinu Tam? So let us just see, for a few minutes, Ran. I'll tell over what how Rabbi Chanan learned Pshat and the Ran in Kovit Shiurim. The Ran is on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Let us see, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, it's, now, when the lines start getting wide on Yud Beis Amud Beis, so let us see the fourth line, the Rif, the Daf Yud Rif, 24 blads, that the fourth line, when the lines start getting wide, towards the end of the line, Avidna Yamatav LaRabbonon, ומכאן לומד רבינו תם, דנושים שפטורס במצווה סעשי שזמן גרום אם רוצו אויסס ומבורכס. דסום אל הרב יהודה אף על פי שפוטר אם בוא לסוי סוי מבורכו עליה. דילוי במה הוי ישמח רב יויסי ולא יאמרס את שער הבוכס כולם. ואומרינן היימן דבוי למהבי חסידה לקיים מילי דברוכס. Alavadai mevorichoy. So he zicha made brachas. If Rabbi Yosef was happy, he zicha made brachas. So in Rabbi Yosef is potter. So you see, a person that's potter can make brachas. Who are the nosh? Umino le noshim nami. Kivin dim rotzo oisus. Vooid. Da kaimalon de noshim soimchais rishus. La loche we paskin noshim soimchais rishus. What does that mean? So, Rabbi Chanan, just to delve a little, a minute or two on what he's saying over here. There's a machlokes, is nashim same chais rishus. Is an isha permitted to make smicha on a behemoth? Now, smicha, there's a mitzvah of smicha. The mitzvah is an nashim, not an nashim. Nashim, there's no mitzvah. Same chais rishus. They want to make smicha, let them make smicha. Now, kan shayel aben, that, listen, if there's no mitzvah smicha, so you mishtamish bekotshim, you can't, stamazah, you go over to kolben and lean on the kolben, you're not allowed to do this. And that's why one man, the other holds, ain't noshim same chis rishus. We pass can noshim same chis rishus. Zot Rabbi Chanan, he explains this ran, this Rabbeinu Tam, with amor dike raivet and teiris koinim. The Teres Koyinim, the Dreibet and Teres Koyinim says as follows. Leman di oma noshim seimches reshus. He says, you know what that means? Shekach nitno beteire. That's pshat in all the mitzvahs of the Teire. La anoshim choivo ul noshim reshus. When the mitzvahs were given, they were given for men and women equally. But, there's one chilek. A man has to do it. The mitzvah was given to women also, but you don't have to do it. V'zuhi das Rabbeinu Tam, zut Rabbeinu Chana, d'noshim mevorches mitzvah shazman grome. V'yesh loyme v'tzivonu, shemitzvah nitno l'noshim k'moy la'an noshim, ela she'ein n'noshim bebitl mitzvah. That means the mitzvah was given to all genders, to women, to men, but if you don't do it, you're not nenash. But the mitzvah was given to them. So if I'm making smicha napshara, I'm some say leaning on a bay, I'm doing a mitzvah of smicha. He wants to stel zu the goyin, but there is a stickle problem. The goyin holds a mitzvah ki yumisti matzah kol shivis shimei pesach acheskuni. But we hear, we see, we don't make brachas. Okay, here's a problem in that according to the Rabbeinu Tam. That is the shittas Rabbeinu Tam, and we pass in noshin seim chayis rishus. Now let us jump to the end of the Ran. Agavuche. The Ran now daf yud gimel. If you look, if you look on the right side, when the lines are very thin, next to the riff it says daf peyom et beis, right next to the riff. Then you go a line down. Va'oid darav Yosef pasuach v'nistama have. Rabbi Yosef was able to see. Damrinem ba'gode de somei nafshei, he blinded himself mishum dlei motzi koi, he could not be mekayim, the leilas tuki listakuli ba'am midalad amas delei. So that's how Rabbi Yosef blinded himself. Okay. Now let's go down to the, we have the next Dibra Masl is Garsinem Bigmore. That's the next Dibra Masl. And now let's go back six lines. From Garsinem Bigmore, counting this line, let's go back six lines. Va'afo pishe nitchu rayosov shel Rabbeinu Tam. So now the Ran says he goes bariches through many mekoyres and shas. So all the rayas of the Rabbeinu Tam are nitche. Hiskimu achroinem ledatoi. But laloche, we paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam. The mevorcheis, kivin shen noit leischa, since a woman gets cha, hadi nori gets cha, the kivin da oma, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Chanina, Godel ha-metzuvah v'ois mi she'ene metzuvah v'ois. Mi the comma Godel, Godel means it's greater, it's bigger, it's more chosheve. Mash me she'af al-pi she'ene metzuvah, schach u'naito. This is more, you get more schach. Number one. V'kiven she'bechlal ha-mitzvahs hain mevorcheis. Since she'bechlal ha-mitzvahs hain mevorcheis. So can make a broch. The chiteime. Hech mevorches v'tzivonu. But how can they say v'tzivonu? V'arei loy nitztavu. Then there's no tzivui. Ikel ameim v'de kivin da noshim nitztavu. V'im im nami shayches v'mitzviz. Shrei noitlus aleh schaam. Shafer. Mitzuyin lameim v'tzivonu. Now, Tzrabal Chonon, Muchitzich, and Oiskov Membeis, the Ran made a Pesakugel over here. The Ran says that Noshim, Amitztave, and they get Tzchah. So therefore they can say Vetzivon. So he doesn't understand this, he says. That's what Anoshim, Amitzuve, so, I mean, that was the Ran's kash. I mean, we don't hold like the Rabbeinu Tam at Noshim Sein Chis Rishus with the soul, but they get Tzchar, and Noshim make a broch, and Noshim won Metzuvah. Perhaps we can understand a little what the Ran is saying. There's a Moiradike Machloikis between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam in Soif Perik Lulav HaGozel. And there we see what the Ran is saying over here. The Nsayf Lulav HaGozel, it says, Mekabeles Isha Yadno Miyad Bailo Umarzirose Lamay. That an Isha is allowed to take in Shabbos a Lulav from a husband, and she puts it back in the water. So the Gemara is Pshitach, man, what's Chiddush over here? So the Gemara says it's a big chiddush. I would think it's muktzeh. I mean, it's an eitz v'alma, it's not a keli. So I would think that she's not allowed to be metaltalit. Kamash malon, she's allowed to. Now here there's a big machloikis between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. Agos Oshri brings the other Rebbeinu Tam. And this is a Rashi. Rashi says in Sukkah, why is she allowed to be mekabelet? It's not a mukze. It's nothing. It's a joke. It's a broomstick. I mean, it's garnished. But since it has a Teres Keli for Anoshim, so it doesn't have a Teres mukze for her. But for her, it's fucking nothing. No. In Hilchis Mukze, it's maspik, but it has a Teres Keli. By then, they have a use for Malulav. They make a mitzvah with Malulav. So Memele, so that's why it's not Mukze. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. The Rebbeinu Tam learns Pshat in the Gemara. You know why Mekabel is, because even though she's not mitzvah, if she wants it, she can make a mitzvah. So it's a Chepfish, so it's not Mukze. It's not a stick. It's not a Eitzib Avonim. It's a Lulav. She'll make a mitzvah Lulav with the Rebbeinu Tam Lashitos. So we hear there are more dike machloikis. Rashi understood that a woman, there's no mitzvah for, it's not a maisa mitzvah even. It's nothing. She takes a lulav. What's a lulav? There's not, if I'm a tzuvah, a person will want to put tefillin on his right hand. He's right. He wants to put tefillin on his right. I'm not mitzvah to put it on the right hand. I'll put it, mushishlech. It's garnished. He's not doing a mitzvah. The mitzvah of tefillin was said to be put on the left hand. The mitzvah of tefillin was said to be put on the hand of a zocha, not of a nekevet. The mitzvah is, this is not the hand that the mitzvah was said to be put on. It's to be put on the hand of a ish, not of an isha. So memele, so Rashi held, there's no ma'aseh mitzvah whatsoever. She's doing nothing. I just like to interject a ha'ore. There's a whole tumor. Ramesha speaks about this God, but a Yisrael will come up and then they'll duchen. A shekit shonu mitzvah shoy, so the boy is amis obi yavet. A tshudik. This mitzvah, the mitzvah is on b'nei Aaron to bench klal Yisrael. You're a yid, you're very choshev, but this mitzvah is not for you. It's not, but you, there's no kiyam a mitzvah. If he makes a broche. Shav, there's an iser, a broche levatot, there's a whole shayit. But al kapodim, so that's what Rashi held. So Rashi held that it's, so why isn't it Takya Mukse? So what, I mean, for her this is Golnish. So Rashi says, a Yisoid and Hilchis Mukse. But since by a Zohar is a Teres Keli, doesn't lose the Teres Keli, the Gabi. Right. Rabbeinu Tam, no, Rabbeinu Tam brought a Raya from this type of kid. She's also Mekayim, she's Mekayim Mitzvah's Lulav. She's Mekayim Mitzvah's, she gets Char on this. I mean, we see that an Einim Mitzvah Vo'isa gets Char. Godul. Mitzvah Vo'isa. Okay, that's, I mean, forget about the Rebbeinu Tam L'shitosa. But I feel according to the Ran, God, you get schas, it's called, I'm doing something. I'm doing a ma'isa mitzvah. So that's the first thing. The first thing is that it's called, Ashekishonu b'mitzvoisov. There's doing, it's an ain't a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah, I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm not doing, taking a woman taking a lulav, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Sukkis, is not like a man is taking a lulav Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. Taking a lulav Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach is a galachter. Taking a woman taking a lulav Yom Tov Rishon Shel Sukkis, is that the mitzvah lakachtam cham b'yom rishon? I'm not mitzvah, but I'm doing a ma'aseh mitzvah. That's what the Rebbeinu Tam held. And that's, so memeil, like I said, it's a mitzvah, shekishonu b'mitzvoiso. The vitzivonu is, well, vitzivonu, what's, so, how does Vitzivonu work? I'd like to say perhaps a vote, which is, perhaps with this we can a little understand the Ram. In Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Tzitzis, it says that a talis godel you make lis atev betzitzis. The shayla, what broch you make on a talis godel? So, the Ramo says you make al mitzvah tzitzis. So, the Taz explains, because there's a whole shayla b'chlal, if a talis kotten is chayiv b'tzitzis, you have to, maybe the mitzvah tzitzis is dafka on a beggar that's a bar ituf, and you don't make ituf by a talis kotten. So there's pikpukim. There's pikpukim on b'chlal, there's a mitzvah of tzitzis on a talis kotten. So we make al mitzvah tzitzis. Now, what's al mitzvah tzitzis? So the Ran says, the Taz says, I'm not making the bro. We have mitzvah. God, in this baguette could be al pi aloch. It's not oiskal. That's mechuyah betzitzis. But there's such a concept of a broch. I can make al mitzvah tzitzis. I don't know if I'm being Mekayim Mitzvah Sitzes now. Could be Mitzvah Sitzes needs certain to know in which a Talos Kotlas there, but I can make a bracha al Mitzvah Sitzes. So we say, Asha Kitshonu be Mitzvah Yisa Vetzivon, but seems there's such a type of a bracha also. So Memele, the bracha is not going bedavke on this beged. Because on this beged is pikpukim if I'm Chayiv and Sitzes in this beged, but there's a psabrocha, a mitzvah sitzes, so memele, that could be, since anoshim, a chayiv in mitzvah slulev, so memele, even though the isha mitzad atzmoi, is not machuyev, but there's a vetzivonu, on a tila slulev, there is such a vetzivonu, it was, for me, grad not, but, on klal yisod, there was a vetzivonu. So memele, that's what she is saying, could be, that is, efsha bissel pshat in the ran, that's the rabbochana mutzitzer. Let us see in the next taisvitz. Abos imoi ukaratoi, and his mother came and she tore the beged. Yesh b'medrash shohesem etorefes midait. She was a meshugana also. And Agavucha di Yaakov says Amir de Kazach. The Gemara says in Baba Kama there's no din boishes by a shaita, because I'm a vayishim. Whatever he does, he's a vayish himself. Afal pike, he wasn't. He didn't want to, that was the godless of Doma Ben Nesineh.